New restrictions imposed overnight limit gatherings now to just two people as efforts to contain the COVID-19 virus ramp up. Outside gyms, playgrounds, skate parks will be closed from today. These new restrictions come as there is some rare good news in Australia that the rate of the increase in infections here is slowing. So the number of infections is going up, but the rate of increase is slowing. Norman Swan joins us now. Norman, hello there.
Hi, Fran.
So is this a glimmer of hope that this rate of increase of the virus going down, if that keeps up, we will flatten the curve, won't we?
Yes, no, it's fantastic news. absolutely, and it just shows the extent to which Australians have got behind this. I mean, despite the odd bit of misbehaviour on the beaches and so on, by and large, people have done what's expected of them. And as I think we said last week, you don't defeat something like this without the community, and the community is getting around it. And it's hard stuff, but they are. It's fantastic. Yet,
the community is still the issue, though, isn't it? Because we're looking at some graphs over the weekend, the overseas arrivals, of course, everyone's been stopped coming in almost completely. So those overseas transmissions are dropping off finally. But the focus is on community transmissions, and the chief medical officer said that's what's very worrying. And in New South Wales, that curve of community transmissions is going up quite steeply, isn't it? How worried should we be by that?
Yes, there's two things going on. One is, I mean, they're saying that the Ruby Princess has flown through the system. I'm not sure that's true. I think that, honestly, I'm not saying they're lying, but I think that you can expect some flow through from the Ruby Princess and other arrivals, which have really been missed because we really didn't get our act together with quarantine. People shouldn't be disappointed if you see an uptick, because I think that's what that will be. But you're absolutely right. Underlying it all, albeit at low numbers, is community transmission, and it is increasing, which is unfortunate. And of course, it's going to be bigger than the graphs say, because we've not been testing for community transmission, because we've been focused until now on people who've got contact with somebody with COVID-19 or somebody who's come back from overseas. Now, they are going to have to now extend testing to kind of anybody with symptoms, which is going to be a strain on the system, but you're really not going to know about community transmission until you extend it to that. And then by implication, control. You can't really control it until you know where it is.
Well, in terms of control, we saw these new social distancing measures announced by the Prime Minister last night. Pretty radical. You can't meet in groups of more than two. I must say, around where I lived on the weekend, there were a lot of young people hanging out in bigger groups than that. It didn't look like a city in lockdown. But these kind of measures, not meeting in groups of two, is this what's needed and necessary now? And in fact, you know, is it going to be enough?
Hard to know whether it's going to be enough. I mean, we're coming off a couple of days of the curve slackening is fantastic news. It's got to maintain itself. And the minister was right yesterday at the press conference to say, he was implying, don't get too excited about this. You know, it's realistic that it could reverse. It could go back again. But look, I personally believe that I'm in the camp that we should go harder now, so that we can not just flatten the curve, you know, really lower it to very low levels, so that maybe in about 6 weeks' time, you can start to relax the controls, because people are going to go stir crazy, but you're not going to be able to maintain this for too much long, you know, for a long period of time. And so that's going to be a major issue. But you can't relax the controls until you've got a very extensive, sophisticated testing regime in place, so that every case that arises, you deal with.
We did get a version of Go Hard, Go Old last night. People over 70 advised now to stay inside for up to 3 months, only go out if absolutely necessary. But, you know, a lot of people over 70 to stay inside would need support. Should we mandate this and then mandate some kind of, I don't know, government-focused community support around it rather than just strongly suggest it? And is this the right measure, do you think, Go Hard, Go Old?
Well, they are the highest risk group. There's no question about that. A lot of older people are already doing it. They're not seeing the grandkids. It is hard, and I don't think you can do it without putting the supports in place, particularly for people who live by themselves. Whether mandating it also, you know, whether there's a strong link between mandating and providing social support, I don't know. I mean, really what this is about is protecting, it's like the aged care homes and not allowing visitors. This is about protecting the older group of people in the community against, you know, serious illness and dying rather than spread. So I'm not sure that mandating is the way you'd go, but you certainly want social support to make it as easy as possible.
The government also says people over 60 with pre-existing health conditions or comorbidities should also stay at home. Can you help people understand what that might mean, whether it refers to them? What conditions would you have?
I assume they're talking about heart disease, diabetes. Some people say even obesity might be a risk factor. High blood pressure, for some reason, it doesn't seem to be the drugs. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And smokers really need to, all smokers need to stop right now, because one of the reasons the mortality rate in Australia might be a bit lower is that we're not a high smoking nation. So if you smoke, you really want to give that up. So I think that's what you're thinking about. It's a graded graph. So the older you are and the more of these conditions you've got, the higher the risk. And it tends to really uptick at 70. It goes up a little bit at 60. These are being prudent. So this is like a public health measure to protect individuals rather than reduce spread.
Okay, Norman, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Norman Swan.